Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone, it is Monday the 13th of March and it's time for Red Men Bite Size. A bite-sized look across all of the big news stories, sometimes tentatively reflecting Liverpool, but yeah, we'll get you rounded up on everything you need to know about the Mighty Reds today, including Liverpool joining the race for a Premier League star, another player they've been long linked with, potentially heading towards the transfer list, the potential future home of Roberto Firmino, one of the potentially driest stories in the history of Red Men Bite Size around Liverpool's cloud storage. some Real Madrid injury news and a few more bits and pieces besides as well. Let's dive in with our first story. And that first story is around Liverpool joining the race for Fulham's João Palhinha. The Daily Mail, I've got this one in the section of the notebook, which is probably nowhere near as much of a tearjerker as the film itself. But anyway, Liverpool joined the race to sign Fulham 60 million rated João Palhinha as interest in the midfielder continues to grow, while a number of clubs are also eyeing Cottage's boss Marco Silva, says Sammy Mukbel for the Daily Mail. There's not a great deal more to it than that, but yeah, João Palhinha's absence through suspension was a huge blow for Fulham. They write, the Portugal international has made a big impression since arriving from Sporting in the summer. His brilliant performances, though, come as a double-edged sword for the Cottagers. He still has over 4 years left to run on his current deal with Fulham, so they are under no pressure to entertain losing him. But make no mistake, the vultures are circling. Liverpool are understood to be the most serious suitor, but there are others. He was signed for £20 million, but sources claim that Fulham now value Palhinha close to treble that amount. But even at £60 million, Palhinha would be close to half the price of Klopp's number one central midfield target, Jude Bellingham. Fulham are confident they can keep Palhinha for at least one more year, but interest is growing. Yes, there you go. He's actually won a number of plaudits over João Palhinha. And when you consider a lot of the names being linked with Liverpool, it's certainly one that would make a degree of sense. We've seen a lot of players from around world football, around the continent and Europe, and obviously with the Portuguese leading, particularly in the last 18 months, but one that's, you know, a guy that's come in and actually got a season of Premier League football under his belt would make pretty good sense alongside those Moises Caicedo links that we've seen quite a lot this season as well. If it feels like Liverpool would be moving back to a model that saw them grow their success on the pitch, was to go to players who were not necessarily playing at the level, not necessarily proven talents, but had a little bit more trackable data or comparable data available to them. When you think about the likes, the amount of players that have joined Liverpool from Southampton, for example, where you can see it, they're playing a style of football that you can rate, and they're playing at a level that you'll understand, and it translates. There's often a conversation around how can you compare players playing in the Eredivisie, for example, or over in Liga NOS, etc., etc. So yeah, interesting move, but nothing concrete on that one just yet. Another one that's been rumbling on for a while, Fabrizio Romano, has a little pseudo update on the future of Mason Mount, tweeting, there's been a big gap in the negotiations between Chelsea and Mason Mount as new deal is again far from being agreed. No final decision yet, but chances of Mason Mount leaving Chelsea are increasing. Mount will be on the market, if new deal is not agreed before the summer. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we've seen some heavy links between Mason Mount and Liverpool. And the idea being if there's no step towards a new contract being agreed, they will have to consider selling him in the summer, really, or risk losing him on a free transfer. We know Liverpool are happy to do that themselves sometimes, but Chelsea, who could really do with recouping some of the money that they've been spending on bringing new talent into the side, you'd imagine they would be looking to look to cash in as soon as possible if that were to be the case. So yeah, again, not necessarily hard and fast movement, but does make you wonder whether Mason Mount has just had enough of being at Chelsea, or has he already had, you know, behind closed door conversations around potential suitors who would be interested in him? Definitely one to keep an eye on there. Another one to keep an eye on, and it was a new name for me anyway in terms of doing these shows, according to the Liverpool Echo, who will have picked it up from elsewhere, which I'll come to. Liverpool are in for Luka Sucic, the new Luka Modric. Now, is he, or have they just done with that because he's Croatian and his name has got similar sounds to it? Let me read on from the Liverpool Echo and see if I can find some more answers to that. This by Luke Davies in the Liverpool Echo, writing, Liverpool have been linked with an 18 million swoop for highly rated Croatian midfielder Luka Sucic. RB Salzburg are flying high at the top of the Austrian Bundesliga, with 20-year-old Sucic featuring in more than half of their league games so far this term. The attacking midfielder has also been a regular for them in Europe. Sucic has been touted in some quarters as the new Luka Modric due to apparent similarities in his playing style. It is believed there's a release clause in his contract that could see him snapped up for as little as 18 million. Newcastle have also been suggested as a potential destination for the youngster, but Liverpool are also reportedly monitoring his situation ahead of a midfield rebuild in the summer. When speaking to Croatian media outlet Sportske Novosti recently, Sucic was asked about a potential move to the Premier League, and he said, "I read some of those stories, and that's like all I can tell you about the subject. When the time comes for that, we'll see what happens. Weigh what's best to continue my career. It's mine to play the best I can at the club and the national team, and then the transfer will come on its own." So yeah, not directly speaking about Liverpool interest, of course, but we see this quite a lot, in particular at Salzburg. It's well known, there's a path well trodden, that the German Bundesliga is a natural step because of the RB Red Bull group. We've seen a number of teams move from Salzburg up to Leipzig, of course. And at times, clubs trying to sort of hijack that move and take them on to Liverpool. Takumi Minamino being a good example, of course, of that for the Reds. Or you know, Borussia Dortmund's doing the same with Erling Haaland before his eventual move to Manchester City. So, yes, it certainly exists in potential. Liverpool have been known to have good relationships with the Red Bull teams as well. So that certainly bodes well in that kind of regard. And obviously, he speaks very maturely of the situation. But, yeah, we will have to see on that one. Just out of interest, I did think it was worth having a little look at his stats. And so far this season, he's made a grand total of 25 appearances in all comps, 15 in the Austrian Bundesliga, as mentioned, with just 4 assists in that time from 1,100 minutes on the pitch. He's made 5 Champions League appearances, no goals or assists in that, and just 400 minutes of action in that time. Which obviously then led them into being in the Europa League as well, and he's made 2 appearances for them in that. What interested me, because there was nothing that particularly stood out about his stats from that, albeit he is of course only 20 years old and only turned that in September, so he'll be 21 when the season begins, the early first month of the season next season. It's going back to last season's output. Now, last season he made a grand total of 44 appearances in all comps, 28 in the Austrian Bundesliga, 8 in the Champions League, 2 in the Champions League qualifying round as well. In those 44 appearances, he got 11 goals and 5 assists. Now, that is the kind of statistical output that I would imagine would draw Liverpool's eyes in that. And obviously, having not, you know, been a great student of what Salzburg do on a week-to-week basis, it'll be interesting to see if there's a particular reason why. Was that a mad outlier? Or is this season, when he's not getting the goal return, is this the outlier? If you go back to the season before that, back to 2021, 38 appearances, all comps, 4 goals, 4 assists, although he played in a few more positions, played actually wide left and wide right of a midfield. So yeah, it looks like he's kind of still settling, still growing, but It's interesting that Liverpool might well need to capitalise on a bit of bargain hunting if they want to round out their midfield business this summer. And I think this is where Mason Mount conversations come in, and maybe the likes of Sučić. If you're going to go heavy on a Jude Bellingham, that says to me that there'll be the vast, if not beyond the budget, will be tied up with that. How can you go and fill the roles that you need in as sensible a way as possible? So yeah, going and activating an 18 million release clause for a promising young midfielder could well be one of.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Those solutions. Okay, let's move things on. And the next point on our list is Bobby Firmino's future. So Mundo Deportivo have reported that Atletico are in the race for a free agent from Liverpool. And that, if you have a guess, it's Naby Keita. Not really. Atletico de Madrid has been planning for the next season for a few months, slowly but surely. It will be key how the team ends, if it is in the Champions League, as it seems, to have an overview of what the team can or cannot do. The initial intention in any case is not to have to make multi-million dollar transfers. A fat addition is not expected, so to speak. I love that turn of phrase. And the shots go more for players who are in their last year of contract, or preferably who are free agents. That is to say that they have finished their contract with their respective clubs. No one is surprised that Atletico is a true magnet for rumours due to its size, because we are talking about one of the most important clubs in Europe. Yeah. In this case, the latest of this information comes from England. Several English media point out that the mattress team is among the candidates to get one of the Liverpool players who conclude a contract. We are talking about Roberto Firmino, who will leave Liverpool at the end of the season and has drawn attention from many clubs and in many leagues. According to journalist Ben Jacobs, the MLS international and Cristiano Ronaldo's Al Nassr have taken an interest in him. Atalanta United would have the Brazilian as a preference, but the Saudi team would monetarily improve the American offer. Behind in the race, aforementioned information indicates options such as Galatasaray, Inter Milan or Atletico Madrid. So yeah, interesting to see what happens next for Bobby. Where do you think would be a nice move for him to continue his career? I've got a strong feeling he would have the best. If you get him to a fun team in the MLS, he would be absolutely box office. But yeah, it will be very interesting to see what his next step is. Right, next, I promised it, one of the driest topics ever. Tom Dutton put this agenda together, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Our stellar head of production. This by Anthony Adshed. Or Ad's head. Doesn't really matter. He's the storage editor for computerweekly.com. Strap yourselves in, everyone. Just a little reminder, if you are driving and listen to this, make sure that your seatbelt is fastened and that you are paying perfect attention to the road. Not because this is super exciting, more that you may drop off and die. Liverpool Football Club has moved all of its IT operations to the cloud, mostly to cloud storage in Wasabi, with some data held in Amazon Web Services, brackets AWS. Quite expensive, then. The move, which was influenced by changes to the working practices during the pandemic, has allowed it to save an estimated 15% of staff time previously spent accessing data, as well as speed up production and delivery of a video-heavy content portfolio. Liverpool employs up to 800 people, including temporary matchday staff, but has 150 IT users. Having said that, the bulk of IT service delivery is to large numbers of subscribers via streaming and other media and so-called OTT services such as LFC TV, which offers 24/7 programming and on-demand footage plus ticketing and memberships. Now, almost all data at the club, which runs to hundreds of terabytes, is held in the cloud, mostly in that partner Wasabi, and it's looking to do more in video post-production here. For some static data, and in particular, data warehousing capacity and functionality, the club uses AWS, blah 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 blah. It is an interesting point. There's a quote here from Drew Crisp, Liverpool Football Club senior vice president for digital. We couldn't afford to have people coming into the office to download large media files to work on. The key issues were speed and access. Now we're talking about minutes at the most to access data. We've had lots of workarounds and it was very clunky. We want to move to doing more, such as post-production work on media. Anyway, I found that quite interesting in regards as a digital media business, but it does also speak as a random aside to Liverpool and how they do deals with a variety of companies. There's a difference between taking a sponsorship. So, you know, people might have seen the Wasabi name floating around on sponsor boards or whatever at Anfield. But what you do is you create partnerships with people, and those partnerships allow you to get more than just you give us money and we put your name on stuff. Actually creating working partnerships means that you can make improvements to your business and obviously cut costs and do a variety of things and actually improve your quality of service and all that kind of stuff. So what they're doing is making their digital team work smarter, which lowers costs, which in turn means there's more money to put into quality because of the way that they're often funded. This is so boring. I'll do this in another place. I won't bore you with the details, but you know, if you've got a set budget for production, then you manage to reduce that budget, then you've got more money to spend on production. Yeah. So again, ultimately, it's a shrewd way of working and an interesting example once again of how Liverpool use partnerships and sponsorships better than a lot of other football clubs do. These are real for a start. Okay, just to wrap up then, we got some loan roundup, as it were, from the Liverpool official website. Six Liverpool players were in action for their loan clubs over the weekend. In the Championship, Tyler Morton aided Blackburn Rovers fight back as a second half substitute as they fell to a narrow 3-2 defeat at Stoke City in the division below. That is League One. I really struggled with that for a moment. Jarel Kwanzaa helped Bristol Rovers to a 3-1 victory over Forest Green Rovers. Centre-half has been drawing a load of praise late from Joey Barton, while Connor Bradley featured in Bolton Wanderers' 2-0 loss to Ipswich Town. In the National League North, Jack Byrne stepped off the bench late as Kidderminster Harriers played at a 1-1 draw with Kings Lynn Town. In the Barclays Women's Championship, Ashley Hodgson featured for 80 minutes of Birmingham City's 2-2 draw with Charlton Athletic. And lastly, north of the border, Lucy Paddy appeared for Hibernian Women in their 2-0 defeat by Celtic in the Scottish Women's Premier League. That is a terrible loan roundup. Wow, bad week for the Reds, with the exception of Jarel Kwanzaa, who seems to be absolutely smashing it at the moment. Just to keep you updated with what's going on with us then across the Redmen Network, in podcasts, in video, on YouTube, and then of course on redmenplus.com, the Real Madrid watch-along will be live on Wednesday night on the YouTube channel. We've just recorded the Redmen Originals podcast, which should be available for you for free right now, wherever you're consuming this podcast. We also recorded the Biased Football podcast as well, where we looked about the impact of Casemiro's red card for Manchester United and the ensuing 4-game ban, which is to follow, the absolute mire of a mess that is an ultra exciting mess that is the bottom 8 places in the Premier League and how they could all get sucked into the relegation fight in the coming weeks. There is a whole host more as well toward the back end of the week, where Neil Jones will be doing Journo Insight. And I am travelling over to Madrid, so if it's a positive result, there will be a vlog over on Mates TV. If you want all of our extra shows, there'll be Final Word, there'll be In the Ground, and there'll be instant match reaction following on from Real Madrid. Then make sure that you head over to redmanplus.com. If you are a regular listener, then we've got a boss offer for you. Use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, on a Club Captain monthly subscription, and it'll give you 50% off for 3 months. Yes, so instead of paying £15 a month, you are paying £7, £15 for 3 months, you're paying £7, I was so close, £7.50 instead of £15, it's a 50% discount. It is cool, and then you can check that out, yeah, at a cut rate fee and see if you enjoy it, and then if you want to carry on, then by all means carry on. But yes, we've got you covered, podcast and video, and we've got some incredible stuff coming up. So obviously that will take you into June right now, which will be encompass all of the running for the end of the season, and just, I can't tell you what it is just yet, but we have got an absolutely blockbuster documentary series lined up for the postseason as well. So yes, make sure you stay tuned for that and use your code while you can. Anyway, that is it from me. That is it from Redmen Bite Size. Have a wonderful Monday or Tuesday, and I will speak to you all very, very soon.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.